And welcome everybody back to another episode of Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers. Well, we are finally completed with the regular season of baseball, and now time for postseason play has begun. Of course, before you go on to regionals, you have to knock out the SEC tournament. Obviously, an exciting time for LSU fans, and this year makes it that much more special with the first year of 16 SEC teams and the first year of a 16-team field, which means everybody will get a chance to play in the SEC tournament, and that, of course, required single elimination play. So we're going to break that down. Of course, everything else. This is Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers, where we cover all the latest details of what's going on campus and around the LSU Tigers. Let's go ahead and get into it. So you start the season and you slowly get into pace. Well, the train finally comes to the end of the station and you're finishing first in the nation in every poll consensus. You finished in first place for attendance, of course, at home. Good job, LSU fans. Average attendance of 11,071 spectators every game. Of course, a lot of those games took multiple days to complete. And that is going to be, I think, the legacy of this year, depending on how it ends up here in the postseason. But regular season was most definitely defined by 1:17 a.m. victories and led your Tigers to hold a 42-13 record. And they finished 19-11 overall in SEC play, a very strong record and campaign overall for Jay Johnson and his Tigers. You know, no matter what this season started off with or it had to transition into, it certainly made you feel as though the team was always getting better, but it had not hit its true peak performance. And I think that was capped off as you got to the end of the regular season this year. You saw, you know, dropping a game to South Carolina. You dropped a game to Arkansas. Opportunities where you feel like sweeping was definitely on the table in both instances. But for whatever reason, one or another, you end up dropping a game. And it hasn't prevented you from gaining the respect that your wins have gotten you, and particularly your series wins, but it does raise the question in a situation where now every game has a purpose, every game has meaning, the opportunity to randomly drop a game is no longer going to be on the table as much, and it will require Jay Johnson and his Tigers to be playing at a maximum effort in every instance in order to secure these victories. So before we get much more into what's going to particularly happen in Hoover, and of course a couple news and notes from around campus overall, I do of course have to appease the algorithm, so don't forget to drop that like. If you're on the YouTube, go ahead, hit your subscribe button, but if you choose to entertain and be entertained elsewhere, be it a podcast service, be it TikTok, or wherever else we post this fine media for you, don't forget to of course follow over there and share if possible. Of course, leave your comments down below because this is about to be a really fun episode. So, talking briefly about what's out there, what sort of is going on around campus. I do feel like it would be remiss, of course, with this being Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers, if we did not mention the situation that took place in the softball regional that was hosted at LSU. And it's a little bit unfortunate, just as a quick aside, to see a team that had such potential to be a national top 8 seed in the softball tournament, to command respect, to have such a strong regular season that you do, for it to come down to essentially, you know, midweek games. It came down to in-state opponents, and no disrespect to Southeastern. Of course, you know, that's sort of the whole theme here on Keeping It True by You. We support and we, you know, lift up the teams in the Bayou region. But at the end of the day, when it comes to Louisiana in particular, LSU is the flagship. They are the big dog, and they're the one that pays the money to be able to win those kind of games. So, you know, this is obviously not the first time we've seen maybe less than expected performances from, you know, the LSU softball team in the past decade or so. A lot of people might want to raise the question. As far as that, I don't know if that's the move for today. I think LSU has so many other things going on, of course, with William Tate resigning. that I don't know if a softball coaching hire or coaching change is going to be high priority in this offseason. You take a look at what's about to come down once the House ruling is finalized with revenue sharing that comes up, how that's going to be distributed. I just don't know if it's a situation where Woodward and whoever the new LSU president ends up being wants to take on that type of extra work for a non-revenue generating sport, which of yes, of course, is very much supported, is very critical to the LSU sports and athletic culture as well as the campus culture. Softball is a major draw. It is a ticket seller. It does promote your women's sports in ways that others cannot. But it's not going to be something that I think is the biggest dollar mover. You know, obviously we know it's non-revenue generating. We know all of those things. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be prioritized by any means. You certainly see what your SEC opponent does with Oklahoma, who has the premier facility in the nation, and they put all of their resources into that sport. Of course, four national championships back to back to back, two back. You know, but what will become of Beth Tarina? I don't know. And it's honestly a situation to where I do have some passionate feelings. But at the end of the day, you look at a coach that has a outstanding regular season win record, takes care of business generally, runs a pretty good program. I don't know if that's somebody you part ways with just because you have a disappointing result in the postseason. And that doesn't always sit well with certain fans. You have to prioritize what's going to be best for your athletic program. And in this case, with there being the multitude of other major priorities that are going to shift the landscape of college sports this offseason, I might have to sit this one out if I'm Scott Woodward and say, you know what, run it back another year. You're still going to have a lot of your core components. See if you can make that team work one more time. And then maybe that's this place where you put the ultimatum at. Because what's going on right now between redefining the college football playoff, which is the major source of the money, redefining the House settlement, which will be the major source of putting the money into non-traditional means for an athletic department, and what that changes to NIL, so forth and so on. It's going to be a very busy offseason. So that was a side note on that. Of course, I'd like to congratulate women's tennis for a Final Four equivalent performance in their particular NCAA final. Excellent performance there. Women's golf just wrapped up. We'll see how men's golf ends up finishing. But women's golf was a top 10 performance in the nation. Very respectable. And track and field is moving on to their postseason efforts as the SEC tournament is concluding. So a lot going on. Don't think it's just baseball, but of course we want to be efficient in how we cover this. And we got an SEC tournament to talk about in Hoover, Alabama. And of course that is where we transition now. So looking directly at the schedule, tournament starts on Tuesday now with your first round matchups. LSU being locked in as the 3 seed is locked into the opponent that will come from game 4 of this tournament. Tournament bracket is available, of course, on the SEC's website, but I will read out that particular matchup, which will be Texas A&M facing off with Mississippi State. That is slated to start at 8 p.m. Central Time. 8 p.m. Central Time. Basically, whenever you're playing on single field scenarios, it's whenever the game before you ends, plus 40 minutes or whatever the particular delay will be. So who knows when that game actually does go live, but it will give you a chance to, you know, stay up late with the Tigers and you know, Tiger Nation, at least see what happens between A&M and Mississippi State. They will then play, the winner of that game will play on Wednesday against Auburn. That game will again also be the nightcap, so you're going to be able to again stay up a little bit late, watch some college baseball. Should be a good way how to get your week going, or, you know, kind of get through it. Of course, we have a holiday coming up, so getting to the weekend will be, of course, a major factor this week for everybody. They're going to play Auburn. Now, Auburn, you know, that's a tricky team for LSU. They did get swept by Auburn, and I don't know if it's going to be a situation to where, okay, you've already lost to them 3 times. Is it going to be that much more difficult to lose for a 4th time? And that's sort of where this tournament will be most swayed, I believe, because you could have Mississippi State, for instance, beat Texas A&M. And if they were to beat Auburn in that scenario, then you're playing a team that you swept yourself. So either one of those situations, you know, you handled or you got handled. Now, with the A&M scenario, of course, you lost the series on the road at Bluebell Park. But, you know, perhaps in a neutral venue, LSU is undefeated in neutral venues. You have the opportunity to take a stronger position. You, of course, get the option of how you want to use your bullpen and your full rotation. If A&M did meet up with LSU on Friday night, they would be two games in with one night's rest. So certainly they will have eaten up some arms by that point. To what degree, who knows. But certainly one of the two teams out of the first round would be ideal for LSU getting deeper into the SEC tournament, as they will have more of a bullpen advantage. Auburn, you know, they could potentially get pretty deep into a game with a starter and then not have to worry so much about chewing up the bullpen. But that's another place where we need to talk about this, of course, because it will matter for LSU what they do in Hoover. It will matter how they look. It will matter how they play. But I don't know if the win is what's going to matter. You take a look at where the team is, you know, nationally consensus number one, even after the South Carolina game where you drop a Friday, in this case a Thursday night, but traditionally a Friday night spot, and that wasn't going to hurt them. So, you know, the predictions are saying LSU is a seventh overall national seed. That's a little hard to hear given the situation. You know, you then do have to worry about not getting a victory in Hoover. I think one is going to do you regardless, and that'll lock you into your national seed scenario, as you're going to be a top four team in the SEC. And with the depth of this conference, I don't think that even puts it into any sort of a question. But if you do manage to go further, if you do manage to get to the championship, for instance, that should lock you into a top four national seed where there is no doubt. Now, personally, if it was me in that selection committee, I would say LSU is a national seed regardless, based on the way how they've collected series wins all throughout the season. So I would personally have them right now as a lock for a top eight. I really personally do not think Jay Johnson needs to win this game. I think it would be good for the psyche of the team and to keep a bit of normal to at least make it to the semifinal matchup on Saturday. I think getting those two games worth of innings, you know, 18 innings of essentially regional practice is almost what I want to call it. I think that would be invaluable. So we will certainly see what becomes of that scenario. Now, one thing that is worth mentioning is if LSU did play on Saturday, because of the way how the tournament is set up, and this is kind of just how they have it set up, LSU would be playing as the away team. So that does add just a little bit of intrigue, of course, as the 3 seed is paired with the 2 seed, which is Arkansas. LSU obviously was able to get the victory against Arkansas. And further back, Ole Miss, they did not play this year. Beyond that, South Carolina and Florida, teams that you would feel rather good against. So, you know, strong opportunity to make it deep in this SEC tournament, strong opportunity to add SEC tournament title number 13, but the strongest opportunity, I believe, truly does correlate, and it does boil down to getting the national seed, however you need to do it. If you're having a sloppy game one on Friday and it doesn't look very good, say for instance you go down 6 runs and you somehow rally to win that one, yeah, I probably would take Saturday very seriously, because you've now at least put a bad taste in a committee's mouth. You may not have lost. Now, if you end up losing by 6 runs or something of the sort to be at Auburn, A&M, any of those teams, then I'm certainly worried. That's when you could easily somehow end up with a 9 seed and start an uproar, but, you know, time will tell. Try not to worry about that too much, as, of course, it's all going to sort itself out. You know, let's not forget a lot of the other teams in contention for national seeds are in this bracket. Any sort of upset that happens here could have that reverse effect whenever it comes to selection time. So, hey, it's going to be a fun Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we're very excited. Don't be surprised if you see some content coming out closer to the actual LSU matchup. Maybe even a quick short could be in order. A lot of things that'll come up, but I'm excited to be watching it all with you. Of course, we'll be keeping it true by you here, and of course, we hope that you keep it true by you with us. You have a great weekend as we get into the Memorial Day and SEC tournament time, and we will look forward to having you here on the next episode of Keeping It True by You, LSU Tigers. Thanks, everybody. This has been a True by You Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True by You Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.